Well, we're having a grand old time on Garden Talk this morning. I'm Steve Garner. Welcome into the show. It is KSRO. The greenhouse is open for business, as it always is on Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Gwen Kilcher, co-hosting the show, as always, too, writes the popular Plant Doctor column in the Press Democrat on Saturdays, the 1st and 3rd of every month with Dana. They have co-written that wonderful column for the past 25-plus years. Gwen also farms her 2.5 acres north of Santa Rosa, is a master gardener, has given lots of presentations over the years, and answers questions for us every Saturday. You can avail yourself of her some 40-plus years in the gardening world at 636-1350. It's as simple as that to ask her any question that comes to mind in the just amazing world of plants. She's probably grown it or knows someone that has grown it, especially here in Sonoma County. 636-1350. We don't have anyone on hold at this moment. We're very judicious about not carrying over people from the first hour and having them have to wait on hold for a while. So we cleared the lines. We start fresh. 636-1350 or Steve at KSRO.com. Special guest in the KSRO greenhouse, farmer, grower, wine grape grower, produce harvester, storyteller, Gary Blossy, who's been around for a lot of years in Sonoma County, and Lori Cook, his significant other, who helps maintain the tractors and do other things around the ranch. So what is, you know, what's an exciting evening for Gary Blossy? He's out there on the farm doing hard work. He has his dinner. Where would we find you? What would you be doing on a typical evening, Gary?
Well, when it's summertime, I work till dark, so I'll come to the house about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll watch TV and fall asleep, that's all.
All right. What about now?
Well, now I come in early, have dinner early, then I watch TV mostly.
No, don't do anything else.
I also crack walnuts.
Oh.
That's my, yeah. I crack walnuts. I've cracked 125 pounds of walnuts with a Chinese cracking machine.
Hold on a second.
What's a Chinese cracking machine?
Well, it's something I bought on Amazon for $12. It cracks one nut at a time, and you can make a lot of halves. It's really a neat machine.
So it doesn't crush?
It doesn't crush them, no.
So how do you get the half a walnut out of the shell?
Well, it breaks the outside, then you pull it apart. You have to have strong fingers, and then you pull the two halves out.
Wow.
I'm writing down the Chinese walnut cracking machine.
Yeah, right.
And Lori had a funny story about Gary the other night.
Oh, I came in to see him after dinner, came down to watch TV with him, and I walked in, and there he was in his recliner with his box full of nuts, with a nut in each hand that he had just cracked, sound asleep.
but the nuts weren't all over the floor,
no,
were they?
No,
okay.
They
that's the
no.
important thing. Okay. So you paid $12 for this machine,
yeah,
huh?
Amazing.
And it works fine.
Yeah, and I've cracked 100 pounds last year. It'll never wear out, this thing.
So it's not like a regular nutcracker where you squeeze it?
No, you pull a handle back.
Oh, it's a handle.
Yeah,
so
like
hydraulic, so you got hydraulic force.
There's a nut, you adjust the size of nut,
yeah,
and then you pull back the handle and crack it.
And do you freeze these? Because they freeze well.
Yeah, you freeze them. Yeah, that keeps them the best. You can keep them a couple of years frozen, really. A walnut.
A couple years, and they don't deteriorate.
And usually I put them put them in jars.
In jars, not in plastic bags?
The plastic, you get some burn that way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the jars in the freezer.
In the freezer, yeah, right.
Oh, I should do that with the nuts that I just got from him.
Yeah,
so I was just going to put them in the plastic bag and put them in the freezer.
No.
Okay.
Put them in a jar.
All right, I'll do
Let's see, a caller could not hold, but they said, I've pruned all my roses, I've pruned all my fruit trees. I have a medium-sized yard. I have raised beds and pots. Gwen, what's the best way to spend an hour in the garden this weekend?
She's done all that stuff. Probably putting any kind of organic matter on top of the soil as mulch, covering up your bare soil. You know, put it down about an inch or two, especially around your roses and your fruit trees. They would love it. So, and what I've done, any of the grassy weeds that are coming up, I'm not going to be pulling them out because you're pulling up a lot of the soil with it because the soil's still so wet. I would just dump compost on top of that and just smother them. So you don't have to take the time and pull weeds. Put cardboard down if they're, you know, pretty good sized weeds. Any kind of, you know, thick corrugated cardboard stuff. Put that down, then put your mulch on top of it.
That's good.
And put it down, you know, about even 2 or 3 inches, too, with the cardboard. Now, I said an inch or so earlier, but I think if you go a little bit thicker than that, 2 or 3 inches. So that's what you can do. And then also walk around the garden with your little journal, your garden notebook, and look at things that you need to do when the weather warms up, plants that you want that need attention later on, plants that you want to take out or something that you want to plant, fill in some bare spots or whatnot. Maybe you want to put in bird feeders or bird baths, bird houses, this and that, any kind of little garden ornaments that you want to put in the garden. It's amazing. You just walk around the garden with your little notebook and pen, and then you'll think of things that you have to do that you can't do right now or you don't want to do right now. So you basically come up with a list of things to do in your book, ideas, projects.
Good. So, that will certainly take an hour.
It'll take longer than an hour, but depending on the size of your garden.
Yeah, so. It's a medium-sized yard.
Yeah, yeah. So check the soil in the raised beds, too. If it's been the same soil for 2 years now, you might want to think about removing half of that, spreading out in the garden, and bringing in some fresh soil and mix it up with that existing soil to keep the nutrient level up high.
And do you use a lot of compost in your vegetable beds, Lori and Gary, or no?
No, nothing.
No.
Do you do any fertilizing at all?
No, not too much either.
Not the vegetables.
And we have good soil, that's the whole thing. But what I do, I let the cover crop, usually mustard comes up, and then I rototill it in till it rots good, and then I used to plow it, but if you plow it, it makes a big difference. Otherwise, when you plant a tree, like a vegetable, it's hard to dig down. Plowing makes a big difference.
Okay.
I might do it this year. I'll see how much time I have.
What kind of winter vegetables are you growing right now?
Nothing right now.
Oh, you don't do beets or anything?
Nothing,
leeks, nothing like that?
No. Get them off of Gwen.
I got to remember these things. Don't just get them from your friends. So is it mainly citrus right now that you're, what do you do at the market? Are you going to the market?
No, the market starts in around April.
In April,
Windsor,
all right. So there's no Windsor farm market.
No,
there's a Healdsburg. Is that Healdsburg year round or no?
No, it isn't. No.
Oh,
no.
So it's really the Santa Rosa one in the at the fairgrounds and the one up at Wells Fargo, big ones around.
That's actually it now.
That's it now.
Yeah.
So you don't really start up till spring.
Spring, yeah. Yeah.
And what will be the first crops coming in spring?
Well, the Valencia oranges.
Those will be ready.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll sell my cracked walnuts in the freezer in jars.
Okay.
I'll be selling them.
Do you do any rhubarb or anything?
No,
like
no. I'm supposed to get some rooting for them, though, this year. So a guy gave me 10 pounds of rhubarb, and I sold it in 5 minutes.
Because there's a demand, but not many people sell it.
No, there isn't. No, I don't know why. It's easy to raise.
Yeah. Do you make pies, Lori?
I don't have time to, but Gary does.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I'll make an apple pie and stuff like that. Yeah, sure.
Oh, because rhubarb pie is really good. Rhubarb strawberry pie.
Yeah. My mom would make rhubarb pineapple. Really, really good.
Rhubarb pineapple.
It was the best.
I have never heard of that combination.
Yeah, try.
Gary's going to have to make that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Rhubarb pineapple pie. Okay, my lips are salivating. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back, 636-1350. If you'd like to reach farmer, rancher, grower Gary Blasi. And you know, if you're a wine grape grower and you have questions, talk to Gary, too. He grows lots of different wine grapes for 4 different major wineries here in Sonoma County. Lori Cook, his significant other, is also with us this morning, as is Gwen Kilcher. So you have a lot of great growers to talk to this morning.
Hi.
Yeah, good.
Say hi.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Mom. I wanted to say hello to my mother and Susie and Ashley, if you're listening.
Say it again.
I'd like to say hello to my mother and Susie and Ashley, if you get to listen.
We'll be right back.
At the Table with Clark Wolf. Saturdays, noon to 1 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Did you get a second mortgage or home equity line of credit before the mortgage meltdown? If so, you might be in for a big shock because many of these loans have balloon payments or scheduled payment increases after the first 10 years. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to deal with is a higher house payment or an unexpected balloon payment. To find out if or when your loan payment is going to increase or if you have a balloon payment, call the mortgage experts at Bay Equity Home Loans right now. We specialize in helping people just like you replace equity lines of credit before they become a problem. Call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. Again, that's 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. With offices in Santa Rosa, Roner Park, and Petaluma, Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Prepare yourselves for the best tasting, purest, and sweetest crab meat in all of Sonoma County. Captain Bob is back to work his magic at the Roner Park Chamber's annual crab feed on Saturday, February 11th.
Captain Bob brings live crab to the Roner Park Community Center, where he'll prepare it on site. He cracks and cleans the crab before it's cooked in seasoned salt water, so the meat is pure white, sweet, and served hot.
You could win a staycation package for the Avalon Bed and Breakfast in Sebastopol, plus dinner for two nearby. The silent auction also includes a Russian River Adventures float trip for four in a sour canoe, and raffles for the Roner Park Dine Around Town, the mystery wine bottle sale, and a heads or tails raffle that'll keep everybody laughing.
Mary's Pizza Shack is bringing the pasta, French bread, and salad.
Tickets are $65 in advance, $70 at the door, for the only hot crab feed in the county.
Saturday, February 11th at 5 p.m. Get tickets at the Roner Park Chamber of Commerce, online at ronerparkchamber.org or at the door.
Hey, it's time to plant bare root fruit trees, and everyone knows nothing is healthier and tastes better than hand-picked fresh fruit off your own tree. Come into Urban Tree Farm Nursery and choose from a great selection of the best-tasting varieties of apples, cherries, peaches, plums, pluots, pears, and much more. See our homepage for the latest availability. Do you need help in laying out your own backyard orchard? Visit UrbanTreeFarmNursery.com and check out our fruit tree help link to help you grow your own backyard orchard. You can also see the latest videos on how to plant, prune, and maintain your own fruit trees. Are you looking for products to protect your trees or shrubs from the cold? Urban Tree Farm has a selection of frost cloths and sprays to protect your plants from freezing. Although the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago, the next best time is now. Urban Tree Farm Nursery. We're not just trees anymore. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all the latest releases, info, and deals.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It is Garden Talk live at KSRO. I'm Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilter, and in the KSRO greenhouse is Gary Blasi, local farmer, rancher, grower, and Lori Cook, who assists him in his many, many multitudes of projects. And it has been a very, very entertaining show so far. I have lots of fun and lots of great information. And Gwen, do you have an amusing story to share with our listeners?
I do. I want to say that, you know, just about every Sunday, Walter and I would go to the Windsor Farmers Market to try and buy some things from Gary and Lori. And most of the time when we would go to their table there, there's Lori working away, just selling up a storm as there's a line out the door down the road there waiting for her. And I'm looking around like, where's Gary? And a lot of times he's
like,
out.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, yeah. He's out visiting with the other farmers and whatnot and schmoozing and socializing and stuff. And Lori's doing all the work there. Sometimes I've had to go and look for him at the farmer's market and say, Gary, I think Lori needs your help there at the table.
Oh, she's doing fine.
He'll come back, you know, and he'll help for
And of course, there's no line
minutes.
By the time he gets back because she's helped all the customers.
You know, that happens sometimes, but usually he helps a few people, and then next thing you know, 10 minutes later, he's gone again.
Gwen, you got it wrong. I'm out selling. I'm not having a good time. I'm selling.
See? Gwen, he's networking.
That's true.
Networking. That's what he's doing.
That's right. True. But, right. Yeah.
Which involves schmoozing and drinking coffee and all those other things that go along with it, which is very, very important.
But tell us, Lori, because it's when I've been there, there are people that, you know, you talk to, you know by name.
Yes, our regular clients, mm-hmm. our regular people who come to find look for what they want, and they know that we have. And a lot of times we have already sold out of it if they don't come early enough. So
that's a very enviable place to be.
Yep.
That
yep.
your fruit is in such demand, your produce is in such demand.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Marvelous.
It's nice.
And you also have you mentioned off air, you also have is it Eureka Lemon Tree?
Yeah, Eureka Lemon. Yeah, I've been protesting with Christmas tree lights, halogen lights, all that kind of stuff. So I probably use more electricity than what the lemons are worth, probably.
So how do you protect that tree? How's it set up?
Well, I put the halogen lights on the stump, pointing up to it, and they're 500 watt. So you got 1,000 watts of heat there, and then I put Christmas tree lights around the limbs. And so far, it just burnt the little young tips is all it's burned so far.
And okay. No frost cloth?
No, nothing. No.
But I'm writing this because I've not heard of this technique before, but you're using 500-watt halogen lights underneath the ground, and so this, of course, heat rises.
Yeah, exactly.
So heat is coming up into the tree, right. And then you drape the tree with
nothing at all, no.
With Christmas tree lights?
Around the edges, yeah.
Around the edges.
Yeah, yeah.
And are these the old-style Christmas tree lights?
Yeah, they put out heat, yeah.
They put out heat because the new ones are worthless.
No, I know. Yeah. It's hard to find the old ones anymore.
That's right. Unless you go to some flea markets and someone's selling them. Yeah.
And this is a good size citrus tree. So the average tree wouldn't need two of those 500-watt lights?
Probably,
maybe
yeah.
one would
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
So
you know,
PG&E loves you.
Yeah, I know.
That's for sure.
And this tree also has the rootstock is a Mexican lemon. So it looks like an orange, but it's the inside sour and the peeling is sweet. So Restaurant Hillsburg, he buys a couple boxes. He loves the thing. So
they're called Mexican lemons?
Mexican lemon. That's what I was told. Yeah. There's a guy that checked my vein. He said, these are in Mexico. When you get sick, you get the peeling in hot water and you drink the peeling. I mean, the juice off the peeling.
So
you make a tea
out of it. So the pulp is sour.
Oh, real sour,
oh,
yeah.
But the peel is the sweeter part.
Yeah, real sweet, yeah. It looks like an orange.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Let's see. We have a person. What an unusual name. Her name is Gwen, calling from Santa Rosa. good morning. Good morning, Gwen. Welcome to KSRO Garden Talk. You're on with Gwen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Gwen.
Hi.
We've met before, but you may not remember me. I had a couple of big trees cut down recently, and the tree trimmers or cutters left huge piles of sawdust. And I'm just wondering, is sawdust a good mulch? Should I just leave it there, or should I, you know, gather it all up and throw it away?
No, don't throw it away. You could mix it up, mix some of it up in your compost pile. If
well,
you have
I don't.
One.
I don't have a compost pile.
Okay, then you can spread it out around the garden. Use it as a mulch.
Okay.
Okay. So spread it on top of the ground, just maybe like an inch or so.
Okay.
It's when you take that sawdust, that raw sawdust, and you mix it up into the soil, and then you plant something there. Fairly soon afterwards, the sawdust, as it starts to break down, robs all the nitrogen from the soil, and then your plant doesn't have any nitrogen to grow. So that's why you don't want to mix the sawdust in and then plant. If you let it sit for 3 to 6 months or so after it's broken down, then you can go ahead and plant in it. So, but the easiest thing to do is just spread it all on the ground and use it as a mulch.
Okay. Well, the problem is I really didn't pay any attention when it first happened. And then, of course, we had all the rain. And I was just out there yesterday, and I thought, what is that? Because it's kind of already started to turn dark on top. And when I dug around in it, and it's kind of a fairly thick pile, but it's been sitting there now for, a month. And, you know, it's all kind of it's all mushy because it's wet. But so I don't know if it's maybe robbing the nitrogen from those plants that are already there.
No, because when it's sitting on top of the soil, it won't take the nitrogen out of the soil below where the root system is of the plants.
Okay.
So, no, that's okay.
Okay.
And that's what, you know, you see a lot of those chips, the small, you know, the tree trimmers come along, and then just like what you did, they spread on top of the ground, and it slowly breaks down. So where the soil meets that bark chips, that's where the little microorganisms are going to start eating away, and they start breaking down that the chips or sawdust, whatever it is, and slowly starts adding some goodies back into the soil. So it's fine when it's sitting on top of the ground. It's a problem when you mix it into the soil and plant right away.
Okay, gotcha. Okay? Well, good. Well, then I'll just leave it alone.
Yeah, and then if you want, also, you can get a pitchfork or something and then stab it in there, because a shovel's probably, it'll bounce right back at you.
Okay.
So a pitchfork works really well, and, you know, put it in your wheelbarrow, and then you can just spread it out wherever you need it.
Okay, I will. Well, thank you so much, Gwen.
Okay, you're welcome, Gwen. Nice talking to you.
You too.
Isn't it fun saying Gwen?
Yeah, I wish I could remember where I know you from. Now,
oh, I came out to your house one year. You were selling some vegetables, and I drove out and got some vegetables from you.
Oh, you were doing your CSA.
Yes. No, I was selling my starts.
And actually, I think maybe you came to my house one time and gave me some advice.
Okay.
On some things I was thinking of doing. So it's been a while, though.
Okay.
Good hearing from you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nice talking with you. 636-1350. If you'd like a word with Gwen or Gary Blossy, Laurie Cook, all here in the KSRO Greenhouse answering gardening questions this morning, which is very, very nice. I think it's amazing how many things, Gary, that you've grown that you just grow from seed. This doesn't usually result in such successful outcomes. But you just stick seeds in, like that lemon. What was it?
No, the lemon, it was from a tree.
Okay.
That's the reason why the Mexican lemon rootstock come up.
All right.
It was grafted, yeah.
But you planted other things from seed.
Yeah, I just throw pits out.
Nectarine, did you say?
Nectarine and peaches. I have some peaches that the same variety, and they get ripe like a week after the next one does. And that's the way that the Sacramento Valley does, so that way they have time to pick them all. And luckily, the seeds were different. So I pick one tree, and then the next tree I pick a little bit after that.
Do you know the names of those peaches?
A Rio Oso is one.
Oh, Rio Oso. That's a great peach.
That's one of them, yeah. And the regular Nectarine is all it is. Yeah.
I love Rio Oso. That's beautiful. 636-1350. If you'd like a word with us, Nita, good morning. You're up next. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Hi, Nita.
Hi there.
Morning.
So I have a question for Gwen. Maybe it was last week or a couple weeks ago. You mentioned a pepper, Tequila Sunrise.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering, you start them from seed, right?
Right. I did.
And where do you get the seed?
I believe I bought mine from Seed Savers Exchange.
Okay.
In Decorah, Iowa, is that one?
Yeah. And I just actually sowed the seeds yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so I'm not too late, huh?
No, you're early, if anything. I like to get a jump start because I sell my peppers, so I'm going to get them in the ground sooner than later. And I want them to be a nice size when I plant them. So I'm starting them now. And you can, if you have nothing else to do, go ahead and get them sown now. They like a warm temperature, though. Don't put them somewhere where it's going to be 60 or 70 degrees in the house and the soil's cold. If you have a little heating mat, that works best. Okay, okay. You're on a good start.
And then what about the, there was a cherry tomato that you mentioned.
The white one that was so sensational?
Yes. Snow White.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
Snow White.
Yes.
Okay.
That's an excellent, excellent, excellent tomato.
And where would she be able? Where are people going to be able to get those? Do you know who's going to sell those?
I don't know if Baker Creek sells them. I would Google seed sources for Snow White cherry tomato.
Okay.
Because I have a packet of probably 5,000 seeds. I mean, if you can't find any, sources, call me up by next week and I'll just mail you some seeds. Because I have a whole bunch.
You the woman.
Okay.
Well, I have probably over 1,000 seeds in this packet. So.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Yeah. And you called last week about shade cloth, didn't you, with your
70-something
shade cloth? Okay, that's why your name sounds familiar. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was surprised at how you were growing everything under the shade cloth. And so,
yep.
Okay.
I went out
that is you.
Check the winds. I had to go and put the hoopy things backed up. The winds that we had last week were pretty heavy here, so the shade cloth went flying. So I went out in a little bit of a drizzle, but, you know, I'm a girl in Gore-Tex. You know, I can do that.
That's right. And then also I want to tell you, if you're going to sow your seeds in little cell packs, put a big piece of saran wrap over the top. So that way, with that bottom heat, sometimes the soil on the top dries out fairly quickly, and I put saran wrap on the top, so it acts like it holds the moisture in, and I'm not out there spraying water on top of the soil twice a day to keep it damp. That saran wrap works really well.
Yeah, because this is usually I get plants, but then I was thinking, I mean, I was hearing your, you know, raves about the tomato and the pepper, so I'm going to try it for seed. I've been saving almond milk boxes, and it's my plan to cut them and let them be little seed starter boxes. Then tomato, bell pepper, cucumber.
The Richmond green apple.
Green apple, okay.
Richmond green apple. And where did I get those seeds? Because Baker Creek had seeds, like 10 or 15 seeds for like $3 in the packet. And I got them at SOW True Seed. Because Fedco is sold out.
Yeah.
That's where I would normally get them from. So SOWTRUE Seed. They had like, I don't know, 50, 60 seeds for $2 or something like that. So I got two packets of those, and now I'm good to go. Another good cucumber, too, that I want people to start to try is crystal apple.
Crystal apple.
It looks like the Richmond green apple, but it's a lighter green. And it looks like a light green apple. And the Richmond green looks like a darker green apple.
Okay.
And they're both very good. I grew that one last year, and I'm going to grow it again this year. And I am not growing lemon cucumbers. No way. No, I'm done with those. After
I'm
eating
glad
Richmond.
To have a replacement.
Yes. Both of those are really good. So.
Thanks for your call, Nita.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Good talking with you. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Kevin Durant, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play. 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 25 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now is the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle. Or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 25 years in business is right here in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com. Reed's Trailer Sales, now accepting consignments.
Reed's. You should buy your trailer at Reed's, a fifth wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to rabbit, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable, healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
applies to Tier 1 generics.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Today for President Trump, including a conversation with Russian President Putin. The White House says it was the first time since the inauguration that the two have spoken. The president's executive order that bans most visitors from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. is now in effect. But one of two Iraqi citizens who had been detained at New York's JFK airport has been released. In his first weekly address, Mr. Trump talked about another executive order to begin construction of the border wall and cracking down on sanctuary cities.
They are not safe. We have to take care of that horrible situation.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi gave the Democratic address, which focused on her party's fight to prevent the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. History made today at the Australian Open. Serena Williams beat her big sis Venus in the Women's Singles Championship to win her 23rd Grand Slam title, while Venus was the oldest singles finalist at that tournament. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Blue skies for today at topping out at 59, 55 on the coast. It's mostly clear skies tonight, low 31, 42 on the shores. Mostly sunny for Sunday at 61, 57 in Bodega Bay. Monday a bit cloudy at 63, 59 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Take your career to the next level. Graydon Resort and Casino is having a job fair Saturday, February 4th. For details, visit GraydonResortCasino.com.
Still plenty of time to get in with questions or comments on anything that grows in and around Northern California, especially Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino, Marin, Solano. Well, we cover the whole North area because it's Garden Talk and has been for the last 30 years. Live radio Saturday morning at KSRO 103.5 F and 1350 AM. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher, special guest for Gary Blasi, longtime farmer, grower, gardener here in Sonoma County, grape grower too, and Lori Cook, who assists him and is also an ace equestrian, a horse trainer. So if you have a horse-related discipline problems, Lori can solve those for you. Some problems with the hoof, she'll help you out with that.
Rider's position.
Yes, position, proper riding posture is exactly. Very important. Diane has none of those questions, but we want to get her on the show anyway. Good morning, Diane, and welcome to Garden Talk. Hi.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
I have a Concord grape vine that was on the property when I bought it, and it looks very, very old. And at the moment, it's just a mass of tangled limbs and things, and I'm one stems. I'm wondering, and it does give me Concord grapes every year, but I'm wondering, should I prune this back heavily, or will I not get any grapes?
Did you ever?
Don't know what to do.
Have you been pruning it every year?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not heavily.
All right.
But
no.
It's just kind of,
go ahead.
It's kind of such a mass of tangled stems. I don't know where to start or what to do.
Well, what is it growing on? Up.
A fence. A wire fence.
Okay.
It's being held up by a wire fence.
Okay. So you've been getting grapes off of it. It's a tangled mess, so that hasn't bothered the production of grapes. So
Nope. What
you can do is just stand back and take a look at all those main branches that are coming off of the main trunk. okay?
Yeah.
And then off of those main branches, which are called the canes, you'll see little canes coming off.
Okay? Yeah, that's what the tangled mess is, yes.
Okay, okay. So look at each one of those long, scraggly, messy canes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the buds coming from where it's attached to the branch. And count like two or three buds and cut it. Okay.
From the main branch it's coming
You have the
from.
Main branch,
yeah.
And then you have the little branches, the little canes coming
yeah.
off of that. Those little canes are what you're going to cut back.
Right.
And leave the big main canes coming
yeah.
off of the main trunk alone. Unless
yeah,
it's
right.
unless it's going off to your neighbor's yard or growing in a direction
no.
that's just too big. Okay, so you could leave that and then you'll, you know, slowly start in one branch, start in one cane and go all the way to the end. And, you know, hold on to those scraggly canes because you can cut those up in little pieces and get rid of it because you're not going to know what you cut and this and that, and it's going to get messy. So it's easy if you hold on to the branch and if you can pull that whole branch out or just keep cutting it into small pieces until it's gone. And then slowly but surely you're going to have less and less there, and it'll make your pruning a lot easier than if you just start cutting and you don't know where you're cutting or what you're cutting.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And just count two buds, you said, from the main...
Where it's originating stem. From.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cut the rest off.
Yeah.
All right, great.
And then from that bud, those two buds, they'll grow those big, long canes again, and that's where you're
mm-hmm.
going to get your fruits, your grapes.
Great. Yeah. All right. Sounds like a big project, but I'll get started.
It is. But, you know, that's a good sign that you have a nice, healthy grapevine mm-hmm. that's growing like that. And the Conca grapes, that's like one of my favorite grapes. Since
yeah.
I was a kid, we've had that and making the Concord grape jam. And, yeah, that's excellent. Do you?
Yeah, I get so many. I don't make jam, but I get so many. I give them away to people, and I eat as many as I can.
My friend Becky also has one of those Concord grapes, and she makes grape juice out of it
Yeah.
And it's out of this
that's
world.
A thought. Yeah.
Oh, grape juice is fantastic with
yeah.
Concord.
Oh, yeah, I'll try that. Yes,
you mix a little seltzer water with it, and it's quite tasty.
You got a little aperitif.
Yeah, non-alcoholic. So today would be a good day to do your pruning, Dan.
It sure is.
Yeah. Have fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Have fun. Actually, you know, this is kind of the time when all the pruning championships are happening around Napa and Sonoma. All the professionals get together and vie for prizes. Do you have a good crew that does your pruning? Or?
Yeah, we have. I've had five people. I've had them for a lot of years.
That's because, boy, they're at a premium.
It's hard to find workers.
Finding and for good quality,
yeah, good quality
skilled
working.
Ones.
Yeah, exactly.
How many vines are they pruning? How many do you have?
Each man can prune about probably 80 to 100 vines a day, about or more. It all depends on the size of vine and how old the vine is also.
Man, that's really remarkable.
Yeah.
And do you know total how many grapes, trees, vines you have?
But I know I have 50 miles of drip hose. I had to figure it out for the county one time for a question. It's 50 miles. It's hard to believe that.
That's mind-blowing. From here to San Francisco
yes.
is Gary's drip line.
So we have to clean them before we drip every year, so it takes several days to clean them all.
Yeah. And yeah. do you have damage from those?
Coyotes are really bad, yeah. Last year was extra bad last year.
Because they're looking for water in the summer?
Water, exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
And do you net any of these against birds?
No, we don't. No bird problem at all.
Do you have those cannons that fire in the vineyards?
Nothing at all, no.
You don't have damage from starlings?
No, I don't.
Wonder why. So many of the vineyards do. Yes, Lori.
You can actually hear the coyotes in the vineyards at night howling.
Yeah.
So we know they're around.
Wow.
And Gary has spotted them on the tractors.
We'll be back after this.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Tom Sullivan. Join me weekdays 1 to 3 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, it's time to plant bare root fruit trees, and everyone knows nothing is healthier and tastes better than hand-picked fresh fruit off your own tree. Come into Urban Tree Farm Nursery and choose from a great selection of the best-tasting varieties of apples, cherries, peaches, plums, pluots, pears, and much more. See our homepage for the latest availability. Do you need help in laying out your own backyard orchard? Visit UrbanTreeFarmNursery.com and check out our fruit tree help link to help you grow your own backyard orchard. You can also see the latest videos on how to plant, prune, and maintain your own fruit trees. Are you looking for products to protect your trees or shrubs from the cold? Urban Tree Farm has a selection of frost cloths and sprays to protect your plants from freezing. Although the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago, the next best time is now. Urban Tree Farm Nursery. We're not just trees anymore. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all the latest releases, info, and deals.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Walter Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center in Santa Rosa.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your free consultation with Dr. Tom, please call 542-8346. That's 542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
Call 542-8346 or visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at Laser and Vein.
Here are 99 reasons to start the new year with a new Hyundai. Right now, you can get a new Accent SE for just $99 a month at Hyundai of Petaluma.
Lease the new 2016 Hyundai Accent SE for just $99 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, license, registration, document fees, options, and insurance. Must finance through Hyundai Motor Finance on approved credit. Two at this price. Offer expires 1/31/17.
It's going to be a great 2017 if you hurry to Hyundai of Petaluma just off the 101 and HyundaiPetaluma.com. A proud member of the Avant Auto Group.
It's your final week to win a new car at the Hot Cars and Fast Cash giveaway at Grayton Resort and Casino. This Friday, win a new Dodge Challenger or your share of 50 grand. Drawings at 9 and 11 p.m. And don't miss our grand finale giveaway Sunday, January 29th. We're giving away at least 3 Dodge Challengers and 50 cash prizes all in one day, guaranteed. The Hot Cars and Fast Cash giveaway only at Grayton Resort and Casino. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Hanging out of the KSRO greenhouse. Glad that you could join us on Garden Talk this morning. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. Gwen Kilcher co-writes the Popular Plant Doctor column with Dana Lozano every first and third Saturdays of the month. You can read that splendid garden column in the Press Democrat. And if you don't get around to doing that, of course, you can reach Gwen live every single Saturday morning answering gardening questions. Really making sure that you're doing everything in the most efficient, manageable way possible. Lots of tips from a lifetime in the garden. 636-1350. You can reach her now. No one on hold at this moment, so easy to get in if you have more than one question. That's okay. We'll take several questions if your mind is well organized this morning. If you're a little shy, how about talking on the radio? I mean, God, you know, I mean, it's difficult. You know, it's difficult talking on the radio. Yeah. You really have to spend a lifetime, like I have, to learn how to talk on the radio.
And I learned from you, Steve.
You can also email me, if that's easier, steve@ksro.com. That comes right into the greenhouse. The screen is right here. If you want to snap a photo and send that to us, it sure has helped us to diagnose a lot of questions and answer a lot of questions over the years. That's been really wonderful. Gary Blossy is with us this morning. Do you want to do a shout-out to any friends out there, Gary?
Yeah, I have a friend named Bob. I know he's listening. So how are you doing, Bob?
Doesn't everyone have a friend named Bob? And you've already done your shout-outs, right, Lori?
Yes.
So you're done shouting out. This is really good. Where are you as far as your garden? What is happening now, January? Is there anything that you're actually doing out there, any planting? too wet to plant anything.
Right. No, I just need to prune my fruit trees. But the ground is like so sopping wet that in some parts, because of all the organic matter that I put out there, I'm sinking up to my ankles. But I'm sowing my pepper seeds now.
Oh, you are?
So, yeah.
Okay, so that's one thing that you could start doing.
Nita and I are going to be sowing our pepper seeds, and we're going to have the first harvest of peppers before anybody.
Mm-hmm. When do you anticipate?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe May sometime.
That's pretty early.
Yeah.
That's early.
Yeah, hopefully in May.
Dina would like a word with you about rose pruning. Welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO. Hi, Dina.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you. You may have already answered this for somebody else, but we've got a lot of roses, a lot of roses. And, of course, it's frosty, so it's a good time to trim them down. Wondering how far down you recommend. I do know a little bit about getting rid of suckers and branches that are crossing each other in the middle, you know, kind of thinning it out. But coming down to the big main stalks, how far off the ground do you recommend in Santa Rosa?
Well, it depends on how old the plants are. The older plants, take a look at all the canes that are coming out from the crown of the plant, the base of the plant. You'll see that those thorns have a whitish gray color to them. Those are the oldest canes. And then you go further up the plant, and the thorns are like a maroonish kind of color. Okay,
right.
They're a darker color. I would prune where those thorns are that color. And I wouldn't go down into the main canes that have the whitish thorns, because a lot of times those canes could be like 3/4 of an inch thick or so, even thicker than that. And so if you go and you cut into that, okay, you make a pruning cut, you're going to get these spindly little growths coming off of that. And they'll probably have flowers or a flower or two, but they're not going to be a nice strong cane as you would be getting if you cut into the newer canes. So eventually your plant will get a little bit taller and taller, but I think it's best to stay out of those older canes, leave them alone. It, also, you will see new canes coming out from the crown, okay? So you will do the basic cutting to, like, get all that stuff pruned back so you can see what you're doing, okay? You get rid of all that mess. Now you can see better what's going on in that plant. Look at the canes that are the old ones compared to any new canes that have come up. You can cut out, but cut back to the crown, the older canes if they're right next to the new canes. So kind of like out with the old and in with the young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, make a nice foundation of the old, and then in those ones with the more maroon thorns on them, trim in those. But leaving what, a good 2, 3, 4 inches of those?
You could cut all the way back to where it started coming out of that older cane to that first bud.
Okay.
You can cut all the way back, cut above that bud, and you can go that short. So there's one bud on that newer cane, and that's as far back as you can cut.
Yeah, give it something to grow from.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And so if you have new canes, like I said, coming from the base of the plant, some of those old canes you can cut out and get rid of those, because you only want so many canes on your rose bush before they start getting too crowded.
Right. And its height is no problem. I mean, these get to be 3-4 feet high every year.
Yep.
You know, so in the winter I'm cutting them down substantially to keep them to that.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's good advice. Thank you. And we tend to fertilize sometime during the winter and again in the spring. Is there any point in doing it during the winter?
Nope. I wouldn't use any fertilizers. I would just put a lot of organic matter, work it into the around the base of the plants, and even put it on top of the soil as a mulch. And you'll never have to buy fertilizers again.
Good. I don't want to, if I can help it. I'd much rather use the mulch.
Yeah.
Out to grab and grow I go today.
Okay.
Thanks, Dina. Good talking
Good for
with you,
Dina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
The Robert Dobby Show, weeknights 6 to 9 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to rabbit, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable, healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Better business through better advertising. An advertising tip for small business owners by international marketing expert Matt Hackett.
When thinking about the content of your ads, it's important to connect with your potential customers. That means knowing more about them so you can create ads that will resonate with them. A simple way to find out what's in the hearts of any group of potential customers is by using a search engine and simply typing in, "What are target customers feeling?" Remember, it's feelings that will establish the emotional connection in any of your commercials. I just searched for, "What are single mums with two kids feeling?" I got hundreds of thousands of results. Stories about resources, parenting, finances, dating, all of which would help you speak to the hearts of single mums. Try searching for the car buyers, dieters, cell phone users, or remodelers that you want to attract. Once you know what's true for them, what's real, and what they're feeling, you can create ads for them that are bound to connect.
For more tips, go to ariaconnect.com. That's ariaconnect.com.
You've heard about reverse mortgages 100 times on TV, but have you ever heard the whole story? Hi, I'm David Carter, NMLS ID 540322. I've been in the mortgage industry for 12 years, and I specialize in reverse mortgages. If you're 62 or older and you own your home, let's talk. Simply tell me your needs and goals, and I can explain how this great financial tool works. Call me at 707-235-8786 for an appointment. Santa Rosa is my home, and this is where I've guided people like you through the process for 12 years. There's no obligation, so call 707-235-8786 to learn more.
Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003, NMLS 1019941. Full licensing at nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Not available to Hawaii and New York residents. Terms and conditions apply. Reverse mortgages are first mortgages. A reverse mortgage is a home secured debt payable upon default or maturity event. Call 973-842-2448 or 888-494-0882. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lender's Law license.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, this has been a lot of fun this hour, I got to tell you. Gwen, thank you for bringing Gary Blossy. Thanks for coming, Gary.
Thank you very much
for having me. It's always wonderful seeing you. And Lori Cook, thank you for coming along with Gary.
Thank you.
And Gary, I want to make sure I get a bunch of Jean's Wonder Apples, okay?
No, okay, we will.
And some of those peaches.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my only request.
Okay.
Thank you both for coming. Gwen, thanks. We'll see you next week.
We'll see Chuck Gowdy specific fruit trees.
Oh, yeah, he's really great. So don't miss that. If you're thinking about growing fruit trees or pruning fruit trees or diagnosing fruit tree problems, don't miss Garden Talk next week. Coming up, the Good Food Hour. We devote the hour to the great wines grown along the eastern seaboard. This is KSRO.